I am Planta on the line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Hal Wake joins me again, the artistic director of the Vancouver Writers Fest. Previews this year's edition. It's the 29th one. It starts the 17th of October and runs through to the 23rd. There will be over 100 writers at over 90 events, with over 15,000 readers descending on Granville Island during the week. It's a fun time and yet another highlight of the literary richness in the city. I'll get Hal to reflect on the Writers' Fest's part in the cultural life of Vancouver, as well as all the outstanding writers to expect the great events, a lot of which are sold out. Visit writersfest.bc.ca for tickets and information. Please welcome back to the Planta Online program, Hal Wake. Mr. Wake, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
So the cover of the guide, which people can get at coffee shops and libraries and bookstores all over the city, at the top of it, it says Reimagine Your World. Is that the theme usually year to year when you're programming a festival like this?
Well, we came up with it. We used it for the first time last year, and it fit kind of nicely with the programming last year because we had a number of sort of weird fiction and science fiction and themed events that really worked with Reimagine Your World. But when we thought about it, that's really what the festival is about. We hope that people who come to events leave thinking about themselves, thinking about their family, thinking about their community or the world in a different way, that the conversations that we put on bring new perspectives, new ideas, new ways of looking at things. So it's kind of stuck now, Reimagine Your World, because that's what we hope you'll do.
Yeah, and you've got such, I mean, just looking at the guide and seeing all the authors, it's such a great diversity of first-time authors, established authors from around the world?
The best thing about my job, there are some things that are not as good, but is that there are so many great writers to choose from, and every year you hear about new voices and you know, people that weren't on even my radar. I'm supposed to pay really close attention to the world of writing and to books and who's hot and who's not. But every year there are surprises. Yagayasi is a young American writer who's written a book called Homegoing, has kind of come out of nowhere. And Homegoing is about slavery, so we've managed to put her together with Colson Whitehead, a great novelist from the U.S., but not somebody who is a household name up here, and his book is called The Underground Railroad. So, every year we find writers who bring us new perspectives and new ideas.
And it's the 29th year, and as we talk year to year, as we have the last few years, it just seems to grow every year, doesn't it?
Yes, the attendance has gone up most years. I think there was one year when it was kind of, it leveled off a little bit. We're selling more books than ever, which, of course, we don't sell them ourselves, so it's not like we're raking in bucket loads of money on that. But it's really important for people to buy books. That's what keeps the writers writing and the publishers publishing and the whole circle going round. So that's been on a steady increase. The kids program, which faced labor disruption for a number of years, and now teachers are back and schools are settled down. That program's doing extremely well. So, yeah, it's and when we grow, we do so because we believe there's a demand. We don't increase our activity just for the heck of it.
Yeah.
It's when we think that that people are ready for something more.
Well, what do you think it says, Hal, about our city that this festival is embraced as it is and highly regarded as it is? I mean, you go to the other ones across the country, and people just love coming out here, don't they?
They do, and that's a tribute a lot to the volunteers and the staff, because they're focused really on two things: making sure that the writers have the absolute best experience that they can, and that means everything from recommendations about where to get your shoes fixed to bike rides in the city to whatever. You know, we are here to try to make sure that the writers have a great time. And the audience, those are the two priorities, and making sure that everything that we do on behalf and for the audience, from buying tickets to finding their seats to whatever, and that really is part of the heart of the institution now. Everybody is focused on that. So, but just going back to the city, I got an award the other night from Pandora's Collective as a presenter and promoter of books. And one of the things that I said and truly believe is how rich Vancouver is in its variety of literary events and presenters. There's something for everybody, and we do a little events calendar in our electronic newsletter. You could go practically every night of the year to something different in around books and literature, and that I think speaks to the appetite in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland. It's not just Vancouver for books and ideas.
Yeah, I subscribe to that, and I must say I'm not available most evenings. When I look at that, when I guess it comes out Thursdays.
Yeah.
And I look at the week ahead, and I'm just kicking myself that, oh, I didn't know that was going to be on. I should have, you know, made plans to see, go to that or see that, because as you say, every night of the week you can go to something literary in this town.
And some of it'll be fun, and yeah. Some of it'll be edgy, and some of it'll be poetry, and some of it'll be, but yeah, there's for every taste, there's usually something, you know, every so often going on.
That's a great list to get on, by the way, because you can, whoever puts that together, I guess there's a couple people at the Writers' Fest to do that. The articles and I mean, stuff that you might have missed online.
Yeah, it's called Book News, and yeah. You can go to our website, and you have to sign up for it, just the way the new privacy regulations and so on are. And then once you're on the list, every week it'll pop into your inbox, and it's got features on writers, books, and the events calendar.
So one of my favorites who's going to be at the festival doing a number of events is Eleanor Wachtel. And I couldn't believe when I read that in the guide that she's been doing Writers and Company for 25 years now.
Yeah.
Is that a great show? I mean, I can't get enough of it, you know?
It is the premier literary radio show in the country, and Eleanor has moved the focus to international writers, so it's been incredibly useful for me to again discover people from other countries and cultures that I didn't know about. The event that focuses on her book, because she has her own book out this year talking about some of the favorite interviews that she's done in over that time span. It's sold out. It's sold out very early, so there are obviously a lot of Eleanor Wachtel fans in Vancouver.
And she's doing a couple of interviews, is that right, herself?
Yes, she's doing Alain Mabancou, who's a really interesting writer from France. I think he's originally from the Congo. And he's a very outspoken, plain-spoken writer. And he's got a memoir about going back to Africa and kind of reconnecting with his roots. I think Eleanor is interviewing Sharon Olds on Sunday, and that would be an opportunity for people to see Eleanor at work, Eleanor in action.
Yeah.
And Sharon Olds is one of the finest poets in the U.S. Very accessible, very down to earth, and she writes about real life. So that's a good event for people to think about.
Well, one of her gifts, and because I mean, a lot of these authors that she interviews, I mean, I wouldn't know. And the draw for me is that she makes the conversation engaging enough that I stick around for that whole hour.
Yeah.
And listen, even though I wouldn't have otherwise listened, you know.
I love radio that comes on at the supper hour, because then you can cook. You know, you can be in the kitchen, and it's a perfect thing to prepare your dinner while you're listening to the radio. You can do both those things, and you know, your mind can be listening to the conversation while you're actually working with your hands.
Now, every year, the Giller finalists, a lot of them show up, and I guess this year will be no exception. Is that right?
The Giller finalists. Well, we have an event. This is the second year that we've done this, that features the shortlisted writers. Right now, the Giller Prize is in just going to confirm that, in fact, all six will be able to make it on Monday, October the 17th, which is when our event is scheduled for. Four of the six were already coming to the festival. Mm. We had already booked them, and they're in, like Emma Donahue and Madeline Tien, they're in events later in the week, so they'll be here for sure. And I'm pretty sure that all six will make it.
David Denby?
He's
doing more than two events, I think, right?
Well, this is I'm really glad that you mentioned David. The book that he's coming with is called Lit Up, and it's based. David Denby was the film critic for The New Yorker for years.
Right.
Now he's a kind of general assignment reporter or writer for The New Yorker, but he took some time off. He's always been interested in young people and what they read and how to get them to read, you know, good stuff. So he went to three different schools in the United States, high schools, and where there was a demonstrable success in getting young people engaged with serious literature. And he just kind of embedded himself in these classrooms. It is the most unlikely premise for a book, I think, of, you know, how could that be interesting? And it's fascinating. He brings those kids to life. You get a sense of where they come from and who they are and how they think and what they care about. And he paints this incredible portrait of the teacher and his techniques and the way he engages young people. So it's a fabulous book, and I would highly recommend anybody going to see David. He's also going to be in our panel on the American election, or the state of America, as it were.
Yeah.
And of course, the festival happens about 10 days before the election, so that's what's going to be on a lot of people's minds.
Indeed. A couple of authors are doing, two or three authors, I think, three or so, are doing what's billed as an intimate evening with.
Yes.
And one of them, I think it was Guy Gavriel Kay, who has one this year. They always make fun of that, because they wonder what exactly that entails for them to do when they show up.
Yeah. Well, I send out an email to all of the writers who are doing that, so they should. They don't always read their emails, but the notion there is that there are a number of writers every year who come to the festival who have published a few books and developed a kind of devoted fan base. People who really want, you know, have read everything that the person has written. So Jan Martel is a perfect example of that. People who loved Life of Pi have read everything else, and they just want Jan all to themselves. So some years ago, we decided that we would do these intimate evenings, which are really unmediated. The writer gets 45 minutes to do pretty much whatever they want, and then there's a question and answer with the audience. And it's an opportunity for people to see and hear someone, totally on their own, reading, telling stories, making conversation. They're lovely little events.
Yeah, Wade Davis is the other one this year, right?
Well, this is it's in a slightly larger venue, and it will definitely sell out. Wade's book this year, the intimacy for me comes from the fact that the book is his photographs from, 30 years of traveling the world, and every one of those photographs has a story attached to it of the people that he's met, the landscapes that he's wandered through, the cultures that he's discovered. So this is a very personal book from Wade, as opposed to some of his other work, which is more historical or broad-based.
Another one of my favorites is Roy Henry Vickers, and I understand he'll be doing a couple of events.
Yes, we are so lucky. We've been trying to get Roy Henry Vickers for a number of years, and finally landed him for this year. So those will be school events in the daytime, and one of them for sure is sold out. But
yeah.
What a storyteller, and what an artist.
Exactly. Yeah. One of the more charming books I read this year was the one by Anne Giardini and her son Nicholas, and I guess Carol Shields, she played the festival a number of times, did she not?
Well, it was before my time. I'm trying to think of when Carol died, but I think it's at least a decade now. And I'm sure she was here with Stone Diaries. So probably a couple of occasions, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that book that they wrote, they put together of Carol Shields' writing. And even just advice on life in general. It's such a beautiful book.
Well, it's a wonderful collaboration because Anne Giardini is a writer herself. She's a chancellor of Simon Fraser University. She's on the board of the World Wildlife Fund. I can't keep track of all of the things that that she does. So her son Nicholas did a lot of the archival research, and the notion that they had was Carol loved to talk about writing in speeches, in conversations, in articles, in her journals, in her diary. And so Nicholas was able to pull all of these gems about writing from their various sources, and together he and Anne shaped this book that really gets to the heart of what writing is about and how you can approach it.
He was quite young when she died, and so I remember when I had Anne on the show, she said that this was a way for him to get to know her a little bit better, and not just as a grandmother, you know, as a writer and the sort, and now here you have three generations at the festival.
And he did. He did get to know his grandmother through all of that work. Yeah, that's a very touching part of the story.
Yeah. So it's been 11 years for you now at the helm of this festival. And
I'm glad you remember. I can't keep forgetting.
Yeah, it just seems like yesterday. I remember reading that in the paper that you were taking over, and but it has been 11 years, and next year will be the big one, 30, right?
30 for the festival, and I've already started to work on that, and I've got a number of things on the go, which I'm very excited about. It's also the 150th of Canada, and so there'll be, a discussion of our literary history, of course, and I know that there'll be great writers because there are so many wonderful writers, and they're really generous of their heart and spirit and mind, and we owe them such a great deal.
You know, I every year I think this is going to be the last year for me doing this podcast because, it gets tiring after 14 years. But, I always look forward to the fall and then the spring and then and just the stack of books that show up, You can't get enough of it.
You're an example of the great audience that there is in this city for books. and for conversations and for ideas. And I know that, that what you do on the program lets people, gives people insight into the work and into the writers themselves. So thank you for doing that.
Well, you mentioned that there's some aspects of your job that you don't like, but I'm sure at the end of the day, I mean, it's still fun, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, people say, what are writers like? And this is maybe an oversimplification, but not by too much. Out of 100 writers that we invite to the festival, there's usually one that we might have some challenges with, and another one who, you know, might not be the friendliest person
right.
you've ever met. But 95% of the writers who come are great people, and many of them become friends with us at the festival, but people in the city, the volunteers, you know, often they'll correspond with a volunteer who's taken them to the airport. So these bonds and friendships get built, and so being around writers is, for me, an unending pleasure.
It's always fun to talk, Hal. There's always never enough time, but I appreciate you taking the time to do this, and all the best for this year, and we'll talk again soon.
And hope to see you around. It'd be great.
Indeed.
Okay.
Writersfest.bc.ca is the website for tickets. Hal Wake, the Vancouver Writer Fest's artistic director, joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plato.